TakTime. Flow processes feature products moving from one work center to another at a nearly constant rate with no delays. They produce similar products and feature specialized machinery and workers with specialized skill sets. Here we focus on the transactional side of flow processes from an inventory control perspective. TakTime is one approach to setting the proper production rate in a flow manufacturing process to match demand. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines TakTime as follows. Sets the pace of production to match the rate of customer demand and becomes the heartbeat of any lean production system. It is computed as the available production time divided by the rate of customer demand. For example, assume demand is 10,000 units per month or 500 units per day, and planned available capacity is 420 minutes per day. The takt time equals 420 minutes per day divided by 500 units per day equals 0.84 minutes per unit. This takt time means that a unit should be planned to exit the production system on average every 0.84 minutes. Takt time is the result of converting the rate of customer demand to a per-unit production rate based on Hijunka schedules for standard products or models. In other words, takt time is the pace of production synchronized to the pace of sales. While conventional manufacturing planning and control also sets a pace for production, usually this is the rate at which a bottleneck work center can produce units. Takt time synchronizes production with the rate of customer demand rather than production rate requirements. Takt time is calculated as follows. Consider a situation that involves two shifts of 445 minutes each, which equals 890 minutes of daily operating time, and a daily rate of customer demand of 890 units. The assumption is that available resources based on standardized work rates will support this takt time objective. In the pacemaker process, which is discussed below, the organization should see a replenishment or throughput of one unit per minute to meet the schedule. In other words, takt time is the primary control mechanism for the pacemaker process. It is important to keep takt time neither too fast nor too slow. Takt time versus cycle time. Cycle time is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. 1. In industrial engineering, the time between the completion of two discrete units of production. For example, the cycle time of motors assembled at a rate of 120 per hour is 30 seconds. 2. In materials management, the length of time from when material enters a production facility until it exits. In a perfect world, takt time and cycle time are equal. This enables production to reach an ideal state or one-piece flow, also called one-at-a-time production, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as a concept in which items are processed directly from one step to the next, one unit at a time. This helps to shorten lead times and lines of communication, thus more quickly identifying problems. If cycle time is longer than takt time, production is behind schedule and corrective action needs to occur. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines corrective action as the implementation of solutions resulting in the reduction or elimination of an identified problem. If the organization is looking ahead to possible increases in period demand, it may be necessary to scale up resources in order to shorten cycle time to meet daily customer demand, such as by using a two-shift structure. Steps to deal with such situations include: find and correct the root causes of long cycle times. Add more workers to the production lines to increase shift throughput and lower the cycle time to match the takt time. Relieve bottlenecks. Rebalance the load among the production lines. Use overtime or add shifts to produce to the daily customer demand rate. Pacemaker. Lean implements takt time by setting a pacemaker, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. In Lean, the resource that is scheduled based on the customer demand rate for that specific value stream. This resource performs an operation or process that governs the flow of materials along the value stream. Its purpose is to maintain a smooth flow through the manufacturing plant. A larger buffer is provided for the pacemaker than other resources so that it can maintain continuous operation. One way of viewing the pacemaker is that its cycle time sets a pace that enables all other processes to achieve the takt time objective. The pacemaker could be any point, such as the store or finished goods inventory, the final assembly point, or another point further upstream. Often the pacemaker is where the flow begins. Other organizations select a process that is downstream from their pacemaker so upstream operations can be pulled. Some of the advantages of scheduling only the pacemaker in Lean include the following. Work flows quickly in a cellular Lean layout and is visible to workers and production controllers. It requires only one production schedule. There is no need to schedule or report the start or finish of production at each workstation. This allows the inevitable changes in customer demand to be accommodated much more easily. Completion of an item needs to be reported only at the final assembly workstation or the store. In practice, the determination of the pacemaker relies on judgment. The cycle time of the pacemaker, for example, must establish the rate or pace for the entire line or cell that achieves takt time. Stores and supermarkets. One of the common misconceptions of Lean systems is that they do not require inventory. The reality is that there are circumstances when inventory buffers are needed in a Lean facility. Several reasons for holding parts and finished goods inventory are shown in Exhibit 5-43. It is a Kaizen goal to eliminate these inventories and safety stocks through one-piece flow production. But until that occurs, there is a need for a store, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, as a storage point located upstream of a workstation intended to make it easier to see customer requirements. Stores are a transitional step toward the elimination of buffer inventory or safety stock. There are three types of stores: raw materials, semi-finished goods, and finished goods. Floor stock can also be kept in a store. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines floor stocks as stocks of inexpensive production parts held in the factory, from which production workers can draw without requisitions. Floor stock would not appear on a pick list, as it has already been issued to production. Some key characteristics of stores are as follows. A store is a controlled inventory of parts or finished goods that schedules an upstream process through a Kanban signal. Withdrawal, pull of parts from the store, is a signal for replenishment by an upstream process. A store can also be called a supermarket. Supermarkets are used when there are a variety of parts and some fluctuation in the timing and quantity needed. When using the supermarket approach, similar to a store, a runner goes shopping for the needed parts. When organizing a supermarket, one should take into consideration the flow, allowing the runner to gather the needed items on a normal route, therefore eliminating wasted movement.